Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.
The United States of America, I don't know how much of your focus goes there, but they seem to be having a lot of difficulty calling out domestic terrorism. They don't want to give it a name and they don't want to call it, but is what they're experiencing there between, you know, the Proud Boys and the likes, heavily armed, protecting the streets from some perceived threat?
If one looks at terrorism in the United States over the last 10 years, ironically, even during the time and the aftermath of 9/11, domestic terrorism in right, and I'm talking right-wing extremism, and the manifestation thereof has been their most significant problem. I take you back to the Oklahoma bombing as just one specific incident. But what we have seen under the Trump administration, basically, is these groups gaining credibility, these groups getting away with hate speech, having meetings when a Nazi insignia is being displayed, conspiracy theories like you won't believe, and Trump's support has started relying on them heavily, as we've seen with the last elections. But America's domestic problem is fundamentally right-wing extremism because of the feelings towards other groups of people, racism, and the ideological sentiment of America going by itself and for itself.
Now, Jasmine, would I be correct in making the assumption that that kind of terrorism that you're observing in the United States of America, although it's people who look like us and they have, you know, to all intents and purposes, they just want to look after their way of life and their family and keep the status quo, but that kind of terrorism is very hard to tell the difference between that and, say, Islamist terrorism that is happening around the globe.
And I think that is where the problem comes in, because at the end of the day, if we're going to use that line of argument, we are going to start justifying the use of violence for a so-called perceived normal way of life. But at the end, if we talk terrorism, we are talking a group of people, excluding any other group, no willingness to compromise and willing only to use violence as a way of communicating their ideology. And that is what we are seeing in many of these right-wing extremist groups. They are not as well structured. They are not as well as we see with jihadists or jihadism groups. But leaderless or not, they have a profound impact on stability and the manner in which people respond to them. Darren, if you would allow me, and I think the problem that you are raising is correct. If one looks at the attacks in France recently, the concerning factor with those attacks is that they were not classical terrorism. They were acts of terror, but they were not executed in the name of Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. There was no pledge of allegiance. We had fanatics willing to tell the president of France that they're not in agreement. And that's the same thing in right-wing extremism. You sit with fanatics that can act and use terrorism tactics that will result in the killing of people, create fear, and create immense instability.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.